Hi, everyone.
Hi.
And welcome to another edition of Superman's Other Pals, a podcast where I, Gary Rowland, discuss the Silver Age comic Superman's Pal Jimmy Olsen with my daughter,
Ella Plum Rowland.
And together, we do things together and we talk about it together and we go.
Let me know when you're done.
Talk about things
so that I can actually succinctly explain this.
The people outside, and then they listen and they download and stuff.
So the simplified version of that is that we read the issues of the Jimmy Olsen and then kind of go over it. And sometimes there's a lot of protest from me, and sometimes, oftentimes, there are long tangents happening. At least once.
There's a lot of SMH.
Shake my head?
Yes.
Yes.
Although that's weird. You know, you guys can't see it, but, you know, it is often implied. Just to let you all know, we are recording on, when is that? Today is the
16th.
The 16th.
It's raining.
And it's raining.
And it never rains.
Well, that's not true.
It almost never rains.
There is that. That's not true. Really. I mean, it rains. It's raining right now as we are in our recording garage.
It's been raining for 3 days.
And there's a good chance that while you are listening, you're hearing the pitter-patter of the rain. So, you know.
Sorry.
That's what that is. I don't know if I'm going to apologize for it, but, you know.
Well, I just did.
It gives it an authenticity.
Sure.
It gets people, you know, into what we're doing, man.
Sure. All right.
It is now.
Issue 65.
Issue 65. December?
1962.
We are on the eve of the birth of Marvel Comics.
Woo!
For whatever that's worth.
Woo!
So, but, you know, this is sort of, DC is still, you know, as far as superhero comics go, one of the major powerhouses at the time. Although, you know, a lot of other genre comics are also equally, if not slightly more popular than a lot of superhero comics.
Yeah, but I feel like the superhero comics are the ones that have lasted.
It is. They are. They're the ones that, like, people... Well, they're the ones that people talk about today. And although, you know, there is that gritty reboot of Archie.
What, you mean
Riverdale? Yeah.
And that's hardly even Archie anymore.
Which then turned into...
That's just, like, throwing ideas out into the wind and seeing what sticks.
It's like the... It's like what would happen to the Mario Brothers movie if they actually decided to make the Mario Brothers movie good. Or, actually, now that I've heard it, I so wanted to see it actually in actuality. You know, I wish that it had never happened. I mean, I wish it actually had happened because it would have been a total train wreck. And that is, apparently when they were doing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie, the first one, they were just going to get...
Four turtles?
No.
That would have been great, though.
No. They were going to take, like, two... They were going to take Danny DeVito and Billy Crystal.
Okay.
And just dress them as turtles.
Like, actual turtles?
Boom.
And that...
Dress them as the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Full stop.
But there are four Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I don't know anything about that, but I know that there are four of them, and they each have a different color mask.
You're not wrong. They just decided, we have these things, everybody loves Billy Crystal and Danny DeVito, so if we put them in a movie together, it will guaranteed be a success.
No.
I so wish that that had happened, because, I mean, you know, yes, The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles would have sputtered and died.
Immediately.
As a thing. But, man, that would have been such a weird train wreck to see. But somehow I feel as though
We've gotten
we have
off
gotten off
track.
track. So, December 1965, 1962, issue number 65. And it says Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen. And it is the setting is kind of like, although you can't really see the backdrop, a guy at a freak show, the Barker at a freak show, because you in the background you see a tattooed man, you see a fat lady, and then in the front you see the guy saying, "Ha, presenting my star freak, Jimmy Olsen, the human porcupine." And
And then,
there we see Jimmy Olsen dressed in a Speedo,
with quills all over his body
right, and one
and
of the quills
shooting out.
shooting out. It
So,
says, "Oh, one of my quills hit Lucy Lane's hat. Help me, Superman." And then Superman's flying in. He says, "I'm sorry, Jimmy. This time you're the victim of a magic spell, which even I can't undo."
Dad,
Yes.
I have a question.
Okay, but before you ask your question, let me ask you a question.
Which is?
What is your question?
Okay then.
I am branching out from the press conference.
Okay. Porcupines. I might be remembering wrong, but they can't actually shoot
That is
quills.
right.
Yeah.
That is absolutely correct.
Like the quills fall out sometimes, like hair or like feathers and stuff. Like, but they don't like, that's not their defense mechanism, is to shoot quills.
Yes. I remember once seeing like I don't know, maybe it was like a placemat. You know, you're in a restaurant, you're a kid, and it says like placemats, here are some things that people think
Oh.
that animals do. And one of them is like,
This is probably at the zoo or something.
yes, that porcupines can't throw their quills, and snakes can't make themselves into a hoop and roll down a hill.
Please tell me people didn't actually think that that was a thing.
I don't know.
Dear listeners, my father is dying.
No, like I just like I that was like something. I'm like, look, I'm 8 and I know that that can't possibly be real. I'm like, what idiot thinks that?
What idiot tried to do that?
Right. Well, no, I just want to say like what like so many questions. But once again, I feel as though
We're getting
we have
off
gotten off
track.
track.
Okay.
So, I guess everybody, get ready for some serious derailing. All right. So,
First ad is not really an ad.
right. Well, it's an ad, but it's a self-promotional ad because there's Superman, and behind him is the entire, well, at the time, the entire DC universe.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so is that Batwoman or Batgirl
You
next to
know,
Batman
L. Plum, I want to
and
thank you.
Robin?
I want to thank you for your question.
You don't know, do
And
you?
I'm very glad that you asked it. It's a very important question, and I think one that we need to address here, and that is, yes. That is, in fact, well, actually, I think that's Batwoman.
You're being obnoxious. I said Batwoman or Batgirl.
No, Batwoman.
Also, who are the two small children?
See, I forget their actual names. They were actually mentioned not
Oh
too
my
long
God.
ago.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. I saw at the vintage thrift shop the other day, there was a comic of those two.
Yes.
But I cannot remember for the life of me what their names were.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, like Roy and Joy or somebody like that. Like it was two,
Twins.
it was, they were basically like Nancy or like this is when they did humor comics. So we also see,
The Crow and the Fox.
aside from the normal superheroes, yes, we see all the superheroes. There are all the superheroes we can, I see Aquaman, I see the Superman family, I see Black Hawk, I see,
Davy Crockett,
Davy Crockett.
Daniel
Right,
Boone.
but yeah, in addition to all the superheroes, there's Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett, Jerry Lewis, Bob Hope, and the other two people. And this is before there was Barbara Gordon, and she became Batgirl, the Batgirl that we all know and love. They were mirroring the Superman family with the Batman family, where there was Batman and Robin and Batgirl and Batwoman and
Superman,
Ace the
Superman.
Batdog. So they had their own, and then at some point, they just like everybody except for Batman and Robin just stopped existing. They went chuck.
But now there's multiple Robins and Batwoman and Batgirl.
Don't think there's. Do they? Is there a Batwoman now, or is it all Batgirl?
I think, don't quote me on this, I don't know. I'm a little out of it at the moment, but I can ask someone who does know, and I'm pretty sure there's a Batwoman, or at some point Barbara Gordon just gets fed up with being called Batgirl.
Right. Oh yeah, I could totally see, much in the same way that Robin became Nightwing and just be like, "Look, I
I'm
am t
not a tiny child anymore.
or just like, I am not a bird. This is a terrible name. I don't know, you
I
know."
mean, Nightwing still implies a bird.
Right, but at least a cool bird. Not the bird.
Instead of, look at me, I'm singing in a tree on a sunshiny
You
day.
know, much in the way that Batman became Batman because criminals are a cowardly and superstitious lot, and I must become a bat to strike fear in their hearts. You know, I'm a robin. I am showing the first signs of spring.
Sure. Okay.
He was like, this is really kind of lame, so I'm out. So anyway, so yeah, this was the pre, basically when they just kind of abandoned the Batman family and went the way of like so many characters that they feel just don't work. They think started like in Happy Days. There was like the first couple of seasons, maybe just the first season, in Richie Cunningham had an older brother named Chuck that he had a couple of scenes with, but then there was once where he just went upstairs and then we
Didn't
never
come
saw
back.
him again. And they stopped talking. Like it was just, you know,
He was murdered.
like nobody knows what it was, just they just decided, you know what, we're not gonna.
He was murdered.
Right.
Okay, so we should probably continue on with the next thing because we've spent almost 10 minutes on the cover page
Right. So no. So the
and.
inside. So it's basically talking about meet Johnny DC. So this is also the introduction of the new DC mascot, Johnny DC, which is the DC logo with a head, stick figure, arms and legs, and a mortar board for some reason. I guess because they want, you know, as a sign to tell kids to stay in school.
Sure.
Or that, like, we make comics for smart people.
Sure.
He should be an owl. Everybody knows that the owls are the ones that need the mortar board.
Okay.
All right, so that brings us to our first story. Do you want to read, or shall I?
You'll read this one.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen. Many celebrities have fan clubs honoring them, but leave it to Jimmy Olsen and the Daily Planet's famous red-headed news hound to have the most unique fan club of them all. For unexpectedly, Jimmy discovers one day that his admirers on a distant world have banded together to honor him. Pretty good, eh? But wait, before you start envying Superman's young pal, see what happens when Jimmy visits the alien Jimmy Olsen fan club. And in our first panel, there is some kind of space orb that Jimmy and Lucy have come out of, where they see a whole bunch of people, all with red hair and bow ties. And so first Lucy says, "Imagine that, aliens wearing red wigs, polka dot bow ties, and signal watches that are imitating the way you usually look. How does it feel to have a Jimmy Olsen fan club here on the planet Rax, Jimmy?" And Jimmy says, "Well, Lucy, now maybe you'll realize I'm something special." And Jimmy also is bald. And one of the members of the fan club turns to his person next to him and goes, "Little do those Earth villains realize what is in store for them."
So we start with Jimmy going up to his Jimmy robot and being like, "I need a haircut. Will you do it for me?" And the Jimmy robot's like, "Sure." And then he completely screws up
Well,
Jimmy's hair.
here's the thing. Like, so Jimmy's like, "I want a haircut like those swell astronauts."
Okay.
So he that's what he says. He's like, he wants a crew cut. And then Jimmy Olsen robot tries to give him a crew cut, and of course he's a robot and has not
Who
been
doesn't
programmed
care?
for not being programmed for cutting hair, screws it up, and then shaves his head.
I think Jimmy just shaves it all off himself because he figures, like, you know what? I'm not. It's better to go out bald than to go out with this
Exactly. He's like,
mess.
"I'll look better bald." So he does. He
And so then he gives his signal watch to the Jimmy robot and is like, "Use this today, and go to work as me because I am going to another planet today." So he also puts on a special spacesuit. And then Lucy comes up to him and is like, "I need to go deliver these stamps to my boss. Why did you call me up here to the roof?" And Jimmy's like, "Just wait a minute." And then a giant floating orange orb shows up.
Right. And then the giant floating orb shows up, and then they go. Jimmy gets in the orb. He coaxes Lucy to get in the orb, and it takes them to the planet Rax, where, in fact, there is an alien Jimmy Olsen fan club.
Yep.
And
And
so.
they're all dressed identically in comically oversized blue and black bow ties.
Right. And so they're in a. And it's a planet that has two suns. And Jimmy, gets there and says, "Hey, look at this. It's my fan club." And they're like, "Hey, follow me. You're great. Woo!" And Lucy's like, "Hey, how does it feel to be on another planet? And to be like famous on another planet?" She's like, "I don't know. It's nice." I was like, "Oh, you get used to it." And he's just thinking like, "Oh yeah, everything is great." And
Yep.
then they bring him and they treat him like royalty.
And on the way in, he notices a lot of beautiful, very lifelike statues.
Right.
And so they're eating the best foods ever.
Like a Gik-Gik bird egg.
They bring in a giant egg. They present them with an entire plate of like gemstones and are like, "Take what you want." And then they're like, "And now, we're gonna execute you." And they're like, "What? What? Wait,
What?
wait a minute, wait a minute, wait
Right.
a minute, wait a minute. You're gonna what now?" And they're like, You're not Jimmy Olsen. I don't
Right.
know what you expected us to do." And they're like, "But you've just treated us like royalty." And they were like, "Yeah, that's customary on this planet."
Right. And he's like, "You can't be Jimmy Olsen because you don't have
Red
red
hair,
hair.
a
Where is
signal
your
watch.
bow tie? Where is your signal watch? We don't know who you are, but you're definitely not Jimmy Olsen.
And
And
so,
we don't have any special science way to verify that you were in fact Jimmy Olsen. Like, there's no like, we don't do anything like DNA tests or fingerprints or."
I mean, they would already have to have pre-existing DNA of Jimmy
He's
Olsen.
already been there.
But did they take a
Actually,
DNA
he
sample?
wasn't there. It was his robot who
So they
went.
couldn't have taken a DNA
But the thing
sample.
is, like, they could have. Anyway, I feel like they're jumping to conclusions, but.
I mean, they are,
Right.
but like,
So then they're like, "We're going to." So they're like, "All right, enjoy your final days."
we're going to murder
Right,
you.
we're going to execute you in the morning. And they're like, "All right, well."
And so Jimmy's just sitting there on top of this giant egg, and Lucy's like, "Why are you just sitting there?" And then the egg hatches, and she was like, "Oh, you were incubating the egg." And then he was like, "Yes, now we just have to find something red and blue, and then we will send the bird into the sky." So the next morning, they're on death row.
Right. So the next morning they're in death row, and Jimmy's like, "Hey, look, there's Superman. He can vouch for me. Why don't you all get together and call Superman?" So they all summon their, they'll use their signal watches, and then Superman shows up and says, "Hey, Jimmy, what you doing here?" And they're like, "What is wrong? What ha, he?" What you find out is because everybody used their signal watch, it provided a signal strong enough
To go through outer space.
to go through outer space and get, you know, basically to call Superman, and Superman's like, all right, that's fine.
And
Now,
then Superman takes them home in the end.
right. You know what should have happened? I
What?
was actually thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what if, like, at that point, when they, you know, when it finds out that it's Jimmy, his fan club goes, Lucy Lane, we will execute you because you have mistreated our because we cannot stand the mistreatment that you have towards Jimmy Olsen. You must be executed so Jimmy Olsen can pursue his own happiness.
I doubt
You are in the
that.
way, and you must be
You
destroyed.
keep talking.
But, you know, also in the end, Jimmy's like, so Lucy's just like, ugh. So Jimmy's like, you know, hey, I'm on another planet. Isn't that great? And he's like, no.
No, they tried to kill us.
Right. Ugh. And you owe me movie. You owe me
The
money
postage
for
stamp.
stamps. What'd she do with the stamps?
The stamps were blue, so they covered the bird
Oh.
in the blue, and then he also used her lipstick to color the bird's wings red. And that's a crap ton of
It
stamps.
is. That is a lot of stamps. Because the Gik-Gik bird, or is it the Gike-Gike bird?
Don't know, it's huge.
Yeah, so that's the end of the story. Once again, at the end, Lucy is not impressed by Jimmy, and Jimmy's just like, oh, but I'd still love her. All right, so making it so that everybody has terrible relationships.
Yep.
Nobody can be honest and open with each other. Nobody can be have to be with people. People can only be with people who don't really like them very much. All right,
Okay.
there we go. Hit Tootsie Roll makes history. History says tricks on Hallow's Eve, on Halloween Eve, are great fun for each goblin and ghost. But for fun, you can't beneath a Tootsie Roll treat because they love Tootsie Rolls the most.
I have a question. How is that history?
I don't know. Well, it says that. I don't know. I guess when this is out, like this is being released around Halloween, and they're just like, hey, give out Tootsie Rolls. Which is really,
The
I would
only
think.
time you ever see Tootsie Rolls.
Yes. Although I find more and more they're in candy bowls
Yes.
because somewhere along the way, well, first of all, somewhere along the way, the companies have figured out that, hey, maybe we should just have more, maybe we should have like a variety of candies. So then they have like ones, and now within all of the different candies, there is a there is one that has Tootsie Rolls. Anyway, so then we have the next full page ad, and we hear from Johnny DC, the mascot at Superman DC Publications. And there is a show. So then basically a showcase has happened. And DC Publications, we've got a sensational news for you. Showcase, the magazine that brought you such famous characters as The Flash, Aquaman, Challengers of the Unknown, Lois Lane, Green Lantern, Sea Devils, The Atom, and Metal Men, now presents a new winner in its hall of hits, Tommy Tomorrow and the Planeteers. As you rocket with Tommy Tomorrow in the 21st century, you'll find him most exciting hero in the world, or I mean the solar system. So this is the first appearance of Tommy Tomorrow of the Planeteers. Apparently, he does not reach, he only reaches perhaps the same famousness as perhaps the Challengers of the Unknown. But even then, like,
So relatively unknown.
nobody. Every once in a while, people will, you know, people who like the Silver Age will occasionally bring up Challengers of the Unknown. Nobody brings up Tommy Tomorrow of the Planeteers. But the Flash just got his own comic. Not the Flash. Aquaman had just gotten his own comic at this point. So
Aquaman.
they needed to fill the showcase void. All right. So then we have Superman talks about pennies for UNICEF. So this is the first crossover social welfare, the social welfare assembly, because, you know, we haven't had Superman show up in one of these before, but in this case, it's for UNICEF. So it's about two teenagers and two kids, they're going out for trick-or-treating, and they one of them wants to collect pennies for UNICEF. The other one's like, no, duh, I'm not doing it. What difference does it make? And then Superman shows up and is like, hey, why don't I show you by taking you to other countries? It's like, one UNICEF penny means 5 cups of milk for hungry children in this village in Asia. Let's just hope that it is not in India, where,
Milk is not a thing.
well, where cows are sacred and
Yeah.
milk would be, although in some of their cuisine they will use, you know, milk and yogurt and stuff. Anyway, so one UNICEF penny means protection for child such as the one in South America from the terrible disease tuberculosis. And it presents 5 vitamin capsules to keep African boys and girls healthy. So Superman basically comes in and says,
You should do the thing that you don't want to do because it genuinely helps other people.
yeah, basically, if you don't do it, then you're a horrible person. A public service, published as a public service in cooperation with the National Social Welfare Assembly, coordinating organization for national health, welfare, and recreation agencies of the U.S. And then we see an ad for make money, get prizes. Now, I want to give a particular attention to the Facebook group DC Comics colon when they were fun. I did a post. Actually, I did two posts. The first post I did was like, did anybody ever sell grit? And also, I want to actually, I guess, apologize for my misunderstanding of grit. So Grit Magazine was really all about agriculture and
And
rural
not
America.
conservatism.
Not, I really didn't see anything, any like, you know, I didn't see any conservative stuff. All I saw was, you know, how to take care of a goat, get the most out of your seeds, things like that. So I want to apologize to Grit, and if you actually go to grit.com,
It's still a
it's
thing.
still a thing.
Okay.
So after I posted, did people sell grit? And some people actually did, although everybody basically said it never really made that much money for us. I then posted, so did anybody ever sell seeds or cards or salve? And
No.
no. I
Really?
found a few people who did. And I was like, and if you did you ever get anything out of it? One kid got a record player. Another got like a fi the fishing pole, and they were like, it served me pretty well for a while. So
That's cool.
yeah,
Not a huge scam.
I was so, like, for some reason I was just so happy to hear
That it wasn't a huge
that
scam.
it wasn't just something that, you know, that yes, by and large it probably, you know, a lot of kids got into it and then quickly got out of it thinking, you know, going like, this is just too hard, or nobody wants to buy my seeds or whatever. But I was so happy to know that somebody somewhere, although still nobody said they got a pony.
Yeah, I was about to ask.
Nobody said they got a pony. Because also then somebody posted, because there was one of the famous like scam ads that'll come later will be like, get a submarine. Yes. Somebody posted that and was like, did anybody ever buy this? I think a couple of people did, and you basically find out that it's just made of cardboard and it's a piece of crap.
Oh.
So, once again, thank you to DC Comics colon when they were fun. And if you are interested, I would highly recommend them because they do a lot of fun things. I also would I'd recommend all the stuff that I post in, aside from the Superman's other pals.
I mean, I'd recommend the Superman's other
Of
pals.
course. Super so like also greatest comic book covers ever, ever, ever. Weirdest comic book covers ever, ever, ever. Silver Age comics, DC fans, Superman and his co-stars. That's like DC fans like 1956 to 86. Anyway, so thank you to all those people, and but also particular thanks to DC when they were fun for helping me validate the idea that people did actually make money at this. We are now to our second story. Do you want to read the second story?
Yeah, I want to read the second
Okay,
story.
ladies and gentlemen. Help, I'm rolling.
What's the third story again? Sorry, I forgot. Okay, yeah, no, I want to read this one. That one's weird.
Okay, here she is. Help, I'm rolling. She didn't get ready when I first introduced her. She had to see what that third story was, but so now I get an opportunity to
I
introduce her.
blanked.
She's feeling a little under the weather, but she's getting herself together. She's collecting herself, and now
She's waiting for you to stop talking.
she is getting ready to speak.
Whenever you stop talking.
Here she is, Ella Plum Rollin. Help, I'm rolling. Here she is.
Stop.
Getting ready to read.
Oh my God, Dad. Okay.
Here she comes.
Dad.
She's going to be 16.
I swear to God.
Help, I'm rolling.
Stop, please.
Damn. Skirp, skirty, little bird.
Poor Jimmy. Everything, it seems, happens to the impulsive young Daily Planet news hawk, and usually it's unpleasant. On separate occasions, he's been transformed into a wolf man, a giant turtle man, a space alien, and a merman. But now he suffers the worst fate of all when Miss G, Mr. Mixes Pitlick's imp girlfriend, from the fifth dimension, transformed the unfortunate youth into the human porcupine. How do you pronounce that?
Porcupine?
No, just
Okay.
Ptlzn.
Hold on.
I don't get it. It's like some weird combination of letters,
I
like.
saw it at one point. Okay. According to the Wikipedia, first of all, she is sometimes called Jizpy, and her official pronunciation is Gizpitlisnez. Get Pizliznez. Let's call her Gypsy. As we all know. Actually, we don't all know. But
As a great many of us know.
Mr. Mitzis Pitalik has a girlfriend. Ms. Jizpy. Or Jizpy. I'll just call her Jizpy. And later on in the future and in the animated series, they make her look like
Jessica Rabbit
a
type
shapely bombshell
person?
person.
Yeah.
But now she is a
Not.
big-nosed, trollish looking woman.
I wouldn't say trollish looking.
Elfin, some other kind of like, basically almost like a fiction, a female version of Mr. Mix's Piddalick. She has her own small hat, and the thing is like, much in the same way that Mr. Mix's Piddalick is in love with Lucy, Jizpy is in love with Jimmy. It's leap year, and I don't know if you know this. Do you know about leap year? And what that like? There's a tradition that women can ask men to marry them on leap only on leap year.
No, but okay. So she asks Mr. and Mrs. Pidlick to marry her, and he's like, "Are you crazy?"
Like, I'm not getting married. I am a confirmed bachelor.
And then Jimmy gives the same
Right. Well,
answer.
actually, he doesn't. She just says, "You're get out of here." But so she goes. She's like, "Maybe I'll have more luck on Earth." She goes to Earth, and on Earth, she runs into Jimmy and asks Jimmy to marry her, and he says that he is a confirmed bachelor. Now, do you know what it means to be a confirmed bachelor?
Decided he's never going to marry anyone ever.
Well, yes. However, also, often, a confirmed bachelor is a code word for
For
someone who
gay?
is gay.
So Jimmy is canonically gay, because
No.
that's what's happening.
No. No,
Jimmy's
no.
gay.
He's not
Okay,
gay.
get Jimmy's gay,
No.
guys.
He's not gay,
Too
but
late, I already said it multiple
he
times.
basically told Jisby that I can't marry you, I'm gay.
So Jimmy's gay, everybody.
Okay.
So Jimmy's gay.
Jimmy's not, well, you know, at least he's telling Jisby that he's gay, because you know, confirmed bachelors, you know, the ranks of confirmed bachelors includes Liberace and Paul Lynde.
Yes, because I know who those two people are.
They are very famous.
Gay people?
Yes, people who turned out basically that it turned out, yes, they are in fact gay.
Very gay.
They're like Liberace. I still
Yeah,
don't.
didn't he like wear like glitter and cape and stuff?
Yes. He wore a lot of rhinestones and a lot of super flashy things. And why nobody caught on that he was gay is still, to me,
A mystery.
a mystery.
Okay, so, but then Superman flies in
Right.
and is like, "So, did you just turn Mrs. Jisby down for being married?" And he's like, "Yeah, I would never marry her in a million years. I'd rather marry an animal from the zoo." And she pops out of nowhere and is like, "Excuse me, I heard that.
Right.
Well, you know what? Now you're gonna take a walk through the zoo, and you're gonna turn into whatever animal you see first.
Right.
If you think I'm such an animal,
You
then
know,
you should be too."
here's the thing. Okay, so, you know, I don't know what you know about martial arts, but so in martial arts, like the sort of key to martial arts is whenever you're fighting somebody, you're just supposed to give enough, basically you're supposed to fight them with enough power so that you defeat them, but not that you like totally devastate them. You know, like, you know, whenever, you know, it's a sign of good sportsmanship that if you are playing.
You beat someone, you don't maim them.
Correct. So, you know, really, all Jimmy could have had to really say was, yeah, I just don't think it'll work. I just don't want to marry her. It's nothing, you know. But he had to go out and he had to try.
He had to be a teenage boy.
Right. He had to be a teenage boy, and
Even though he's technically 21 now.
he didn't think that at any point in time that she would be around. Dummy. So
She's basically all powerful.
right, like, you know,
Like,
that he didn't think that, like, I don't know,
all powerful
spurning an
being.
all power, a mischievous, all powerful fifth dimensional being would have any negative repercussions.
If he talked about bad about her afterwards.
So her punishment was she commands her to
I
walk through the
already
zoo.
said.
Okay, so he walks by the giraffe and is like, "No, no, not a giraffe! Oh, then I'll have a long neck and no one will like
What if
me."
he just ran through the zoo with a blindfold? Technically, he did the thing he was supposed to do.
Right. Well, he then gets the bright idea that's like, "I know, I'll walk up to the lion and then I'll look like a lion and then the girls will go crazy for me."
You know what you should do?
What?
Not do that.
Well, here's the thing also, like, yeah, you know how like every woman in the world really wants to be the cowardly, like really wants to get with the cowardly lion from the Wizard of
No,
Oz?
no, no. What you do is you go up to the most vaguely human-looking thing you can find.
Right.
Go to the monkey exhibit, the ape exhibit, like something that leaves you with mostly intact features.
Right. So as the way as he is walking towards the lion,
A porcupine runs across his path,
right,
and he sees.
Jisby lets her a porcupine out, and then
He sees the porcupine.
he turns into a human porcupine, and then he goes, and then he runs away, and he tries to, and he runs into Lucy.
And she's like, "Oh my God, get away from me." And he's like, "No, wait, help."
In this universe, okay, now we're just gonna say that in this universe, or you know, that porcupines are known to throw their quills.
Sure.
Because we can't, if we spend all of our time talking about how this would not be a thing, we'd never get anywhere. So basically the quills start throwing, he starts throwing quills. let's just say that human porcupines throw their quills, and so like one goes through a hat, and every time he's walking, like wherever he goes, he throws his quills everywhere, and Lucy doesn't want anything to go. And then right next to the zoo, there is the Metropolis Fairgrounds, and there just happens to be an exhibit where they show the balloon
Oh
used
God.
in the hit movie 5 Weeks in a Balloon, which,
Was an actual movie.
right? Like when I saw this, I was like, "There's no way that this is like the dumbest title for a movie I've ever heard of in my entire life." And the thing is that it's an actual movie. It starred, it was. Red Buttons? No. Yeah, I think it was Red Buttons and Fabian as, I guess, two people who decided that they were going to spend 5 weeks in a balloon and have wacky adventures. So Lucy climbs in and is like, "Don't tell them where I am." And then Jimmy, of course, is like, "Hey, I saw you climb in here. Just listen to me." So everybody runs away because there's this freak dude who's throwing quills all over the place. And Lucy also gets very, she's like, just, she says, just, oh, shut up. See what you've done? You've got me excited. And so the punctures the balloon. The balloon goes down. Luckily, hits a signal watch. Superman rescues her, rescues him, them, and says, "Oh, ugh, what happened to you?" And she said, and he's just like, "Look, I'm a dummy." And she's like, "Well, I can't help you because it's something that I can't do. It's something that I can't use. Basically, I can't help you. It's magic. I'm no good against magic. You're on your own, boy." So he decides that he has to come up with a plan to reverse the spell, and as we all know, the only way to get a fifth dimensional being magic to reverse is to
It's
get them to say their name backwards.
and then they're gone for 90 days.
I think so. I think it's 90 days.
Okay.
So
So Jimmy goes to a restaurant of a friend.
goes to a Chinatown restaurant, a swanky Chinatown restaurant, which, oh my God. Okay, so they are all dressed in traditional Chinese garb. They're all wearing Mandarin outfits. And Jimmy is like, "All right, well, I'm going to also wear this." So they all dress. Luckily, the guy who is Chinese is not, his English is pretty good. He is not so much with the Charlie Chan awful, let me say, most honorable, whatever. But it's not the worst portrayal of Chinese Americans that I've ever seen in my entire life, thank God. So, but in the course of the thing, Jimmy has a special
Fortune
fortune made that
cookie.
he sleeps they slips in the thing, and it says, "The man who will marry you will kiss you under the Jisbee's name backward tree." But she sees the plot and gets him excited. So I guess whenever he gets excited, that's when he starts throwing quills. And then the Chinese restaurant owner is like, "Get out of here."
You ruined everything.
"Right. You ruined everything. You're a terrible person. Get out of here." And then the next day, Jimmy goes into work and says, "What's going on?" And he starts to say stuff, but of course, he then gets upset, throws some quills, and Perry White says, "Get out of here!" So then he goes to the only place where he could have gone, of course, which is a freak show. And he is,
The star attraction
right.
and like teams up with the human pincushion and it's this whole thing and then Miss Jib just Jip
Jisbee
Jispy
shows up and tries to
gloat and then he's like, "You know what? I changed my mind. Will you marry me?" And she's like, "Oh, that's so sweet." And then she magics away all the quills and it's like, "You even got it tattooed on your chest. I love," and then it's her name backwards and she says it and then she vanishes and then Superman's like, "Oh, I guess you dodged a bullet." And he was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "When you saw that porcupine, you were walking by the skunk cage."
Right.
And Jimmy's like, "Whew."
Yes. So he was half a step away from being a skunk.
Skunks don't even actually smell bad unless they're actually trying to spray.
Well, yeah, but still, and but you know, if he was getting anxious and throwing quills all over the place, imagine he would have been how he would have been able to stink up any joint.
There's this magical thing called deodorant.
Yes, but not for skunks. Anyway, so then we have Peg and a.
A new guy moves in next door and
Who's super dreamy, and he says, you know, that the dad. So basically, and so she's, you know, she's happy because she gets to see him all the time, and then he asks her to help her with
to help him.
help him build something, and it's a fence. I just can't wait for these to go away. All right, so then we have
What, the demons aren't the
advertisement.
highlight of your day every time we read them?
No. Okay, so Tootsie
Oh,
Roll.
dear God.
Fudge. I'm a basketball referee who has to make a lot of close decisions, and I'm a fudge judge too.
Stop.
I can't.
Yes, you
Fudge
can.
judge.
You really can.
I'm a fudge
Stop.
judge. No. I can't. Hey, look. Fudge has to be judged. If anybody's gonna judge fudge, why not me? I like fudge. I like to judge. So I'll judge fudge.
I would argue with you, but I have practice in half an hour.
So much fudge judging. Judging fudging. All right, but there's nothing close to Tootsie Roll fudge. Best by a mile. Tootsie Roll fudge. Vanilla. Chocolate. Eat it. It's great. Then we have Superman's pen pals. Jimmy Olsen's pen pals. And so, here's the first one. I've been a faithful follower of Jimmy Olsen for many years, and in all that time, I've never seen a story that involves Jimmy's parents. Are they living? Or is Jimmy an orphan? I'm certain that if you published a story which featured Jimmy's parents, it would go over great with your readers. Well, he can't have followed Jimmy Olsen for that many years, because.
It's only been around, what, like five? Oh, this one. This is the guy. Are you
Yeah.
kidding me? Oh my God.
Jimmy Olsen's an orphan. That's not something that I know, and I think pretty much that they are going to bring his parents back, but it has been determined. I forget which issue exactly, but it has been determined that Jimmy Olsen is an orphan.
Isn't this another stupid question in here?
Oh, and here's the, oh, this is one that will aggravate you. Dear editor, I love this imaginary story that you published about a year ago. Jimmy Olsen marries Supergirl.
They were
But
cousins.
why did Linda marry Jimmy without first asking her parents' permission?
Because it's outdated and unnecessary and presumes that the girl is the actual property of her parents, which she is not.
Yes, this is when people had to ask parents for their permission to marry.
She is her own actual freaking person.
And I would have to say that this came up. I won't say that it came up, but the best advice I was ever given about this was somebody I knew who had just asked somebody to marry him said, like, I didn't ask for permission. I just said that this is going to happen. And so, like, basically, so when I asked your mom to marry me,
Did you have to ask my grandparents' permission
no,
first?
I just said, look, we're getting married. We're getting married. Here's the ring. I'm going now. I'm just giving you a heads up. So I, because it's like, look, if you have any Justin, you can bring him, you can raise him with me later, but for right now, this is happening. And I would recommend anybody who's doing that to do that. Anyway, if you have to do it at all. So, then there's Shorty. He has this pull pure wool sweater. He feels nothing like a wool feather. Feel nice and warm. And then the wool shrinks And it's terrible and it's not funny, and I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Then there are stamps.
I do have a question though in regards to that.
Please.
I'm sorry, you seem tired of
I guess.
all of
It's
these
just that I am
questions.
tired. Like, I'm just.
They're not funny.
They're not funny.
Okay.
But go ahead.
No, this is like an actual question that I have, which is, do wool sweaters shrink in
Oh,
the rain?
yes.
Then why is it okay to wear a wool coat in the rain?
I don't know. But. Oh yes. Like if you get
Okay.
like a if you get one of those like Irish sweaters.
Don't wear it in the rain.
No, you can wear it in the rain. But you cannot dry, don't dry it. Like you have to like let it dry naturally. You always have to
Oh,
let stuff
okay.
dry naturally. You can't just
Throw it in the dryer.
no. It will shrink to like a third of its size. Like it is amazing.
Okay.
So but man, ugh. I just can't wait. Anyway, so Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen. Jimmy Olsen has often journeyed into the past many times as he has escaped from dire perils thanks to Superman. But one gloomy day in 1650, Jimmy finds himself in a situation where Superman cannot save him and where Jimmy's enemy is an arch fiend whose wicked powers even Superman might find unconquerable. How can defenseless Jimmy survive the hands of the future supervillain of past, present, and future, the mysterious Lord of Devil's Island? And there's a castle, and then there are all these people with who are obviously in tatters and looks like prisoners. And there's a bald guy up there who kind of looks like Lex Luthor.
He's got a panther on a leash.
Yes, with a panther on a leash. And he says, "Come, lad, sign the contract and you can leave Devil's Island." And then the guy in the background says, "Don't do it! You'll become Lord's slave for all eternity."
Lord
And
L.
Lord L's slave for all eternity. And then Jimmy says, "Jim, I'm. No, he must be an evil ancestor of Lex Luthor, and I'll pay heavily if I strike a bargain with him, but I'm doomed to remain here. All right, Lord L, I'll sign anything to be free again." So, it starts. We are at the Lois Lane fan club, and there is a pie eating contest, or a pie contest, cake baking co contest, that
Jimmy's the judge
Jimmy is
for.
judging. How do we know? Because he's wearing an enormous badge that says judge. And he loves the devil's food cake. And the lady who wins says, "Hey, I baked it, and if you'd want, I'll give you the recipe." And Jimmy's like, "No need.
I've already memorized it.
I've been taking a speed memory course, and now I'll remember it forever. I
Is
have
that a
developed."
thing?
I mean, you can develop your memory. Speed memory? Not sure. So Jimmy is going back
Oh
to.
my God, wait. I want to show how he. I want to say how he shows that he's developed a perfect photographic memory.
Go ahead.
Because he literally looks at Lois, turns around, and then recites what she's wearing,
Right.
which he has had all day to take in and
Right.
remember. And there has been no real time in between him looking at the outfit and turning
Right.
around.
So he gives this incredibly lame display that rivals Dr. Maya Angelou's performance
That was an amazing performance. Don't you dare judge that. That was amazing.
in the Dead Authors podcast, which I also highly recommend.
That was a great
Okay.
display of instant memory.
Quick thing. Apparently, so the premise is H.G. Wells takes dead authors, brings them to the present, and
Interviews them.
interviews them. And apparently, Dr. Maya Angelou has claimed that she has a great memory, and she says, "Just tell me two words," and he says them, and then she just says them back to him.
Well, no, she
So,
waits a good 30 seconds in between.
right. She waits. Yes. Anyway, so it is reminiscent of that. So, but we're going to move on.
But hers was brilliant. His is just lame.
So they go back, and Superman signal watch. So they're going down, and so they're like, "Well, oh, we're going to crash in our helicopter that's not the flying newsroom." And so he's like, "I know your signal watch won't penetrate space, but maybe he's back." So he hits the thing.
When did it stop penetrating through
I
space?
don't know. Yeah, it just doesn't work or works as ever,
It
as
used to,
ever.
right?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
So it seems that using the supersonic signal breaks him through the time barrier and into the 1650s, and where he is.
He is,
He's like, uh-oh, it's the past.
I need to find new
I need to find
clothes,
new clothes.
which is a smart
It
thing
is,
for
but
once.
he steals clothes, and everybody's like, uh-oh, you're stealing clothes, so we're gonna
No, that's
send you
not what
the.
happened.
Okay, tell me what happens.
So he sees this guy who just stripped down of all of his clothes and is swimming away across a lake or river or something, and then takes that guy's clothes. And then a bunch of cops, not cops, like knights, musketeers,
Constable,
whatever,
some form of medieval
law
law enforcement.
enforcement, but they see him and they're like, "Hey, that matches the description of the thief that we were just told to go after. He's wearing the same clothes. He's wearing his clothes." And then Jimmy's like, "Oh, that's why he abandoned his clothes and
Right.
swam across the lake."
Right. So basically, he gets railroaded and then sent to Devil's Island, where he is with a bunch of other people. And, like, I
Is
guess in France, they send you to this place called Devil's Island, which is an awful prison that they will
surrounded
use.
by sharks.
Right. And nobody has ever escaped. Although I think there has been like a few escaped, and in fact, in the movie Papillon, it is the story of somebody who escapes Devil's Island.
So this is an actual place.
Yes, Devil's
Okay.
Island is a real place,
Okay.
and it's n known as a terrible, terrible prison. And everybody's like, "Uh-oh, there's no way off unless you make a bargain with Lord L." But you don't want to do that.
And Jimmy's like, "Why?" And they're like, "You'll see." So there's no water for anyone. There's not really enough food, and they're made to work out in the fields all day. And then there's lightning for some reason. But one guy finally can't take it anymore and like collapses of needing water. And then Lord L shows up out of nowhere in a puff of smoke and is like, "We can get you your water right now. Just sign this conveniently pre-written contract
Right.
right here on the dotted line." And the guy's like, "You know what? Screw this. I'm signing." So he signs it. And then he drinks a magical potion and gets big and strong and sails away. And then Lord L reveals that after 5 years, he's going to owe his soul, basically.
Yes. And
Then a blind guy.
you get the yeah, then he makes a blind guy see
And sends him off as well.
And so Jimmy's like, uh-oh, like, I gotta get out there. I gotta be able to outwit him.
And
He's like, oh, I gotta figure it out. He comes up with an idea and he signs the contract and he's like, I just have to go back. And I don't care. I'll just sign the thing and he'll send me back.
then he gets in his own home, and then who's there but Lord L, who says, "You were supposed to be free for 5 years, and you've been free for 300 years.
Right.
So I'm going to collect now." And Jimmy's like, but. And he thought originally that he was a ancestor of Lex Luthor, but then it turns out that he's actually Satan.
Right. And so the Lord L doesn't stand for Lex Luthor, it stands for Lucifer. And so
Ooh.
he makes him a cake,
'Cause I
and
guess he was hungry, and
right.
Jimmy's like his servant now, anyways.
Right. He's like, exactly. Now, since you must serve me forever, begin by serving me dinner. You ruined the roast duck, so let's have what you're baking in the oven, a cake. And he's like, well, I happen to have made this devil's food cake.
With an L carved into it. And then Lucifer's like, "Ah!" And then he poofs, and then Jimmy wakes up, and it was all a horrible, horrible dream.
Right.
But it turns out he couldn't figure out why Lucifer was angry with the cake.
Right.
And then finds out that the recipe that he speed memorized wasn't devil's food cake at all.
It was angel food cake. And I guess angel food cakes dispel devils in the DC universe.
Also, he actually lists the ingredients to the recipe, and I want to try it.
All right, well, maybe we. Okay. You'll have to give it a go. All right. So then, the end. Everything's fine. It's all fine. Everything's great.
It was all a
It was
dream.
all a dream. So then we have the Tootsie Roll pop, the last one, which is always a optical illusion. Hold this picture about 8 inches from your eye level, then move slowly towards you. Keep your eyes on the dotted line to see what boys and girls in America love to do, and I'm gonna guess it's the lollipop winds up going in their mouth. So then we have Trixie. I just can't do it anymore.
Do you want me to do it?
Please, if you feel that you must.
Okay, so big carnival barker guy with mustache goes up to Trixie and says, "Trixie, I have to go out of town now. I'm going to leave the payroll with you to hand out tomorrow." And Trixie's like, "Don't worry, boss, I'll take care of it." And then he's like, "I'll leave it next to my bed." And then he's up all night wondering, like, "Is this safe?" And he's like, "I'm afraid to sleep with all that money next to me. If I had a watchdog or something." And then it says, "Idea!" And he sleeps next to a lion, which I'm pretty sure is less safe for him.
I don't know. Maybe the lion's well fed. I don't know. Then we have Super Coming Attractions in
Action
Action
Comics.
Comics. We have the Kryptonite Killer, who is not Metallo, but looks like he might as well be. And then the Mutiny of Super Horse. And then Superboy Comics Sensational. See what happens when the red Kryptonite turns Superboy's super pet Crypto, and he becomes the handsome Hound of
So
Steel.
what, like a show dog?
I guess so. And then Superboy leaves Earth to join the Valhalla of Super Companions. And then we have
That sounds like he died.
then there's two super stories. The Superboy meets Steel Boy. And then the end of Sun Boy. Which I guess is a Legion of Superhero story.
Okay.
Then we have the
Convoy Terror.
two exciting war games. One's a naval battle game, and the other is an exciting war game. Convoy of Terror and Task Force. I have to look. I still have to look to see if I can find the rules to these things. We are moving very quickly through this.
George Jowett.
And get your super grip. Become a He-Man. Hey, skinny, I can see your ribs. Then.
I can't believe that that was the number one insult of the time. Hey, skinny!
I can see your ribs. So then we also have for the Schwinn Hollywood. You have the
My
twi
bike looks like that.
Yeah, this is it's we have now come back to the cruiser style bicycle.
That's my
With an
bike.
easy riding two-tone saddle, sparkling four coat baked on finish, full length streamlined chain guard, convenient built-in kickstand, genuine forged steel front fork, genuine Schwinn tubular rims. Only $39.95. 24-inch size, $38.95. 20-inch size, $36.95. An automatic two-speed gear shift, $10 extra. Get your free bike catalog. And that then brings us to the end
Yep.
of issue 65. I'd like to thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
Please write a review, subscribe, follow us on social media at Other Pals Pod on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Other Pals Pod.
Yep.
If you could tell one person any story that you have heard, that would be lovely. And thank you. Just thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Spin Doctors, for not suing us. Did you have
Yep.
anything to say?
Support your local roller derby.
Until then, this is Gary Roland.
This is Alex. I'm
And we
rolling.
say Superman away.
Away.
Away!